don't sugarcoat shit. This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Welcome, Renegade Nation. Renegade Talk Radio. Merry Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Ding dong.
The kids jingle belling and everyone telling
ding dong.
You be of good cheer.
I'm watching you.
It's the most wonderful.
And I'm listening to everything that you do. Oh, yeah.
It's the happiest season.
Oh, it sure is the happiest time for the deep state's Christmas present to America.
Greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call.
Surveillance?
It's the
that never ends. Oh, I'm so happy! Merry Christmas!
There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow.
Okay, Renegade Nation, my name is Richie with Renegade Talk, where we don't sugarcoat poop, and Sammy will be in later on to do another show with yours truly, and we'll have a very, very, very good time. I just wanted to do a commentary on the deep state's Christmas present to America. Surveillance that never ends. This was written by John Whitehead. I thought it was quite interesting. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good, so you better be good for goodness sake. Santa Claus is coming to town, Renegade Nation, just in time for Christmas. The deep state wants to give America the gift that keeps on giving. Never-ending mass surveillance. And I'm not referring to the kind of surveillance, Renegade Nation, carried out by that all-knowing and all-seeing jolly old Saint Nick and his informant, the elf on the shelf. Although, to be fair, they have helped to acclimate us to a world in which we always are being watched and judged by higher authorities. The people that are smarter. The people that dress in their nice suits. Yes, them. The good people that protect us. No, this particular bit of Yuletide gift giving comes courtesy of the deep state, also known as the surveillance state, the police state, the shadow government, and the black ops spy agencies. If this power-hungry cabal gets its way, Renegade Nation, the government's power to spy on its citizens will soon be all-encompassing and permanent. And they're already doing that with Alexa and Siri and Google. When you get those little devices and you say, what time is it? Or who won the football game? Or who did that? They're listening to everything. Every time you speak, it's listening and getting information on you. As it now stands, Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the legal basis for two of the National Security Agency's largest mass surveillance programs, PRISM and Upstream, is set to expire at the end of this year, Renegade Nation, which is right around the corner. PRISM lets the NSA access emails, video chats, instant messages, and other content sent via Facebook, Google, Apple, and others. Upstream lets the NSA worm its way into the internet backbone, the cables and switches owned by the private corporations like AT&T that make the internet into a global network and scan traffic for the communications of tens of thousands of individuals labeled targets. I wonder if I'm one of those targets. Be interesting. Be interesting to find out. Merry Christmas, everybody. Oh, it's such a happy time.
The thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Yes. Merry Christmas to everybody. Oh, you can't say that anymore. You have to say happy holidays. That's what they said. They changed everything. Oh, just sing along.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, yes. I'm so happy to be here and alive, right here at Renegade Talk Radio, in Studio B. Yes. Just as the USA Patriot Act was perverted from its original intent to fight terrorism, Renegade Nation, abroad, and was used instead to covertly crack down on the American people, allowing government agencies to secretly track Americans' financial activities, monitor their communications, and carry out wide-ranging surveillance on them. Section 702 has been used as an end run around the Constitution. To allow the government to collect the actual content of Americans' emails, phone calls, text messages, and other electronic communication without a warrant. Under Section 702 Renegade Nation, the government collects and analyzes over 250 million internet communications every year. There are estimates that at least half of those contain information about U.S. residents, many of whom have done nothing wrong. This information is then shared with law enforcement and routinely used for purposes unrelated to national security. So mind you, Renegade Nation, this is about far more than the metadata collection that Edward Snowden warned us about back in 2012, if you remember that, which was bad enough. But Section 702 gives the government access to the very content of your conversations, phone calls and text messages, video chats, and so on and so forth. Your photographs, your emails. As Representative Thomas Massey, a Republican of Kentucky, warned, this is not just who you send it to, but what's in it. You better watch out what you're sending to your friends. Oh God, I'm in the Merry Christmas mode again. Merry Christmas.
And my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow. Let it snow.
Let it snow.
Let it snow.
Merry Christmas, Renegade Nation. Put out your lights and your Christmas trees. Okay. Unfortunately, Big Brother doesn't relinquish power that easily, Renegade Nation. The police state doesn't like restrictions. And the surveillance state certainly doesn't look favorably on anything that might weaken its control. Even after Congress limited the NSA's ability to collect bulk phone records, the agency continued to do so, vacuuming up more than 151 million records of Americans' phone calls last year alone. You better watch what you say on the phone. A government that doesn't heed its constituents, doesn't abide by the law, Renegade Nation, and knows to its police and military forces. I think that would be a dictatorship anywhere else. But here in America, you can call it a techno-tranny, a term coined by investigative journalist James Bamford to refer to an age of technological tyranny made possible by government secrets, government lies, government spies, and their corporate ties. And I want to hear more Christmas music. Oh, Merry Christmas!
Magnifique.
I'm incredibly
inspired. Oh, that's not it. That's the wrong Christmas music. I didn't want that. I wanted Christmas music. What happened? I don't want this. Oh, I don't want any of this. I want to hear this. Yes. Oh, yeah, that puts me in the mood. I'm in the Christmas spirit right now.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells,
jingle bells. Sing along. Jingle all the way.
What fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Anyway, so for all intents and purposes, Renegade Nation, we now have a fourth branch of the government. The fourth branch came into being without any electoral mandate or constitutional referendum, and yet it possesses superpowers. Superpowers above and beyond those of any other government agency, save the military. It is all-knowing, all-seeing, and all-powerful. It operates beyond the reach of the president, Congress, and the courts, and it marches in lockstep with the corporate elites who really call the shots in D.C. The government's techno-tyranny surveillance apparatus has become so entrenched and entangled with its police state apparatus that it's hard, Renegade Nation, to know anymore where the law enforcement ends and the surveillance begins. Having already transformed local police into extensions of the military, the Department of Homeland Security, the Justice Department, and the FBI are preparing to turn the nation's soldier cops, into techno-warriors, complete with iris scanners and body scanners and thermo-imaging Doppler radar services and facial recognition programs, license plate readers, cell phones, stingray devices, and so much more. I need to get back into the Christmas spirit. Yes, I need to... Oh, yeah, now I feel better. Oh, yeah.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one.
I shouldn't be singing with the music. Okay. This is the new face of policing in America, Renegade Nation. Enter big data policing, which gives the nation 17,000 police agencies access to a growing investigative database that maps criminal associates and gangs as well as their social and family connections. Now, as Slate reported, these social network systems, which target chronic offenders, also include info about innocent associates, family members, and friends, creating extensive human maps of connections and patterns of contacts. Now, these individuals, Renegade Nation, then get assigned a threat score. That's right, a threat score to determine their risk of being a perpetrator or a victim of a future crime. Well, what the fuck happened in Vegas on October 1st? Do you have any recollection of what happened on October 1st when those people were killed here in Las Vegas? How come they didn't know about that guy? They didn't know? In Chicago, for example, individuals with the highest scores on the Chicago Police Department heat list, the heat list, get extra attention in the form of home visits or increased community surveillance. In Baltimore, police are using Cessna planes equipped with surveillance systems to film entire segments of the city, then combining that footage with police reports in order to map the comings and goings of everyone, criminals and innocents alike. So in this way, Renegade Nation, big data policing not only expands Big Brother's reach down to the local level, but it also provides local police, most of whom know little about the Constitution and even less about the Fourth Amendment, with a new technological weapon to deploy against an unsuspecting public. The end result is pre-crime, packaged in the guise of national security, but no less sinister. So again, what happened in Las Vegas on October 1st? All of these individuals who claim to be unconcerned about government surveillance because they have nothing to hide, take note, pre-crime policing, given a futuristic treatment in Steven Spielberg's Minority Report, aims to treat you like a criminal before you even commit the crime. The hasn't fazed Trump, who, much like his predecessors, has thus far marched into lockstep with the dictations of the police state. Now, for months, the Trump administration has been actively lobbying Congress to reauthorize Section 702 in its entirety. Now, listen, Renegade Nation, according to The Intercept, Trump is actively considering a proposal to establish his own global private spy network that would circumvent official U.S. intelligence agencies and answer directly to the White House. If approved, Renegade Nation, this would be another secret government agency carrying out secret surveillance and counterintelligence funded by a secret black ops budget that by its very nature does away with transparency, bypasses accountability, and completely eludes any form of constitutionality. Now, according to the Washington Post, there are more than a dozen black budget national intelligence agencies already receiving, listen to this, Renegade Nation, receiving more than $52.6 billion in secret government funding. And who does that come from? You, the taxpayer. And among the five black ops agencies currently are the CIA, the NSA, the National Reconnaissance Office, who? The National Intelligence Program, and the General Defense Intelligence Program. Now, Renegade Nation, a significant chunk of that black ops money has been flowing to Silicon Valley since before there was an internet. itself a creation of the military security industrial complex that Everly Isby talks about all the time. But earlier this year, Amazon announced that it would be storing classified information for U.S. spy agencies in its digital cloud. That's part of a $600 million contract with the nation's intelligence agencies, Renegade Nation. Oh, you didn't know about that? Oh, the mainstream media didn't tell you about that? Really? So two decades earlier, America's spy agencies tapped Silicon Valley to spearhead research into ways of tracking individuals and groups online. That research, as documented by Jeff Nesbitt, the former director of legislative and public affairs at the National Science Foundation, culminated in the creation of a massive public-private surveillance state that hinged on a partnership between the NSA, the CIA, and guess who? Google. Google. Yeah. The research arms of the CIA and the NSA hoped that the best computer science minds in academia could identify what they called birds of a feather, writes Nesbitt. And he continues on. The research aim was to track digital fingerprints inside the rapidly expanding global information network, which was then known as the World Wide Web. Do you remember that? The World Wide Web. Well, you don't hear that anymore. You don't hear that verbiage, the World Wide Web. But by working with emerging commercial data companies, their intent, Renegade Nation, was to track like-minded groups of people across the internet and identify them from the digital fingerprints they left behind, much like forensic scientists use fingerprints smudges to identify criminals, something like that. But just as birds of a feather flock together, Renegade Nation, they predicted that the potential terrorists would communicate with each other in this new global connected world, and they could find them by identifying patterns in this massive amount of new information. And once these groups were identified, Renegade Nation, they could then follow their digital trail everywhere. The problem, Renegade Nation, of course, is that the government always sets its sights higher. It wasn't long before the government search for criminal birds of a feather made it much easier with the passage of the USA Patriot Act, lumped everyone together and treated all of the birds, for an example, the public, as criminals to be identified, tracked, monitored, and subjected to warrantless, suspicionless surveillance. So you fast forward to the present moment as we're at now, when on any given day, the average American is now monitored, surveilled, spied on, tracked in more than 20 different ways by both the government and corporate eyes and ears. Whether you're walking through a store, driving your car, checking your email, talking to friends and family on the phone or whatever, you can be rest assured, Renegade Nation, that some government agency is listening in and tracking you. And this doesn't even begin to touch on the complicity of the corporate sector, which buys and sells us from cradle to grave until we have no more data left to mine. These corporate trackers monitor your purchases, web browsing, Facebook posts, and other activities taking place in the cybersphere and share the data with who? The government. Just about every branch of government, Renegade Nation, from the Postal Service to the Treasury Department, and every agency in between now has its own surveillance sector, authorized to collect data and spy on the American people. Then they are the fusion and the counterterrorism centers that gather all of the data from the smaller government spies, like the cops and public health officials and transportation companies, and make it accessible for all those in power. These government snoops are constantly combining through and harvesting vast quantities of our communications, then storing it in massive databases for years. And once this information is collected illegally and without probable cause, Renegade Nation, it is ingested into the NSA servers. Other government agencies can often search through the databases to make criminal cases against Americans that have nothing to do with terrorism or anything related to national security. But one Justice Department lawyer called the database the FBI's Google. Well, if that's the case, Renegade Nation, again, what happened in Vegas and how come they haven't told us anything about what happened in Las Vegas on October 1st? So, in other words, the NSA, the unaccountable institution filled with unelected bureaucrats, operates a massive database that contains the intimate and personal communications of countless Americans and makes it available to other unelected bureaucrats. You talk about a system rife with for abuse. Wow. Ask the government why it's carrying out this warrantless surveillance on American citizens, and you'll get the same stupid answer. The government has been trouting out since 9/11 to justify its assaults on civil liberties to keep America safe. Well, look what happened in New York the other day. Yeah. I'm sorry. yet, warrantless mass surveillance by the government and its corporate cohorts hasn't made America any safer. And it certainly isn't helping to preserve our freedoms, Renegade Nation. And frankly, America will never be safe as long as the U.S. government is allowed to shred the Constitution. Now the government wants us to believe that we have nothing to fear from its mass spying program because they're only looking at to get the bad guys that are overseas. Don't believe that. The government's definition of a bad guy is extraordinarily broad, and it results in the warrantless surveillance of the innocent, law-abiding Americans on a staggering scale. They are conducting this mass surveillance without a warrant, thus violating the core principles of the Fourth Amendment, Renegade Nation, which protects the privacy of all Americans. Warrantless mass surveillance of American citizens is wrong, un-American, and unconstitutional. Clearly, the outlook for reforming the government's unconstitutional surveillance programs does not look good. As I make clear, whenever the rights of the American people are pitted against the interest of the military corporate security complex, we, the people, lose. Unless Congress develops a conscience or suddenly remembers that they owe their allegiance to the citizenry and not the corporate state, the elites, we're about to lose really big. And it's time to let Section 702 expire or reform the law to ensure that millions and millions of Americans are not being victimized by a government that no longer respects its constitutional limits. I want to play some Christmas music. Let's see what's on. I need to get happy again. Oh, God, I feel good. Yes, I feel so good now. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Oh, I can't say that. Happy holidays or whatever. Anyway, doesn't that make you feel good? After all of this negative information I'm giving you. So we're going to end the show. Let's go to this one.
How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Anyway, this is Richie. I'm out of here. We'll be back later. You're listening to Renegade Talk Radio, where we don't sugarcoat poop.
Like the islanders do. Wait for Santa to sail in with your